Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In 2 Corinthians 4 and 16, it says, For which cause we faint not, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. Verse 17, Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Let me read some other translations of this. Good News Translation. Verse 18, We fix our attention on things that are seen, not on things that are unseen. Where's your mind? Where's our attention? Is it on what we see and feel? Or is it on what is not seen? In fact, we'll come back to this, but Colossians 3 verse 1 and 2 says this. Colossians 3, 1 and 2, If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Young's literal says, The things above mind ye, not the things on earth. Amplified says, set your minds and keep them set on what is above. Well, that's what you can't see with physical eyes. Not, in other words, don't set your mind, don't keep your mind on things that are on the earth. I've heard the phrase, they're so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. That's an untrue phrase. You need to get rid of that one if you've said that. Now you can be so goofy minded that you're no earthly good. And some of what people call being heavenly minded is not being heavenly minded. It's being goofy minded. But being genuinely heavenly minded is doing exactly what this told us to do. Set your minds. Well, that's what you're thinking about. That's what your attention is on. That's what you're focused on. Set your minds on what? On things above, not on things that are on the earth. Where is sickness and pain?
On the earth.
On the earth. Where are bills and problems?
On the earth.
On the earth. Strife and relationship issues?
On the earth.
On the earth. Dangers, fears, lack, distress, curse. Now, he didn't say that was all easy. Being a real believer means being a strong individual. And it means you develop, when you develop spiritually, you develop powers of focus and powers of concentration. And instead of looking at the problems, you're looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Instead of looking at the turmoil in the earth, you're looking at Him. You're looking at things not seen. That doesn't mean you wobble around in a trance all the time. But it's what you have on your mind. To you, the God who you can't see is more real than the problems you do see. And then the more you develop in that, His healing power that you don't see is more real than the physical problem you do feel. His ability to provide is more real to you than your needs and your bills. Come on, are you with me? It's our choice which one we look at. We can look at the things that are seen. It'll bring you down. To be carnally minded is death. But we can look at the things that are not seen but that are so real. And to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Hallelujah. Amen. This is helping your spirit right now even more than your head may know. It's a choice what I look at. When you hear people talking about something all the time, why are they talking about that? Because that's what their mind's on. That's what they've been thinking about. That's what they've been looking at mentally. And people get into what I call looping. They'll tell you about their problem, and then they tell you about it again. Then they tell you about it again. Then they tell you about it again. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, yeah, I know. No, they'll tell you about it again. Why? The enemy's got them in a loop. And a loop is a death spiral. And it's a perversion, a distortion of what God gave us. This book of the law, the Word of God, will not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate in it night and day. That's not a death spiral loop. That's keeping your mind on Him. Hallelujah. And as you do that, it connects you with light and life. Oh, hallelujah. But you can't focus on Jesus and the wind and waves at the same time. You'll have to choose to look away from one and look at the other. And as long as Peter was looking at Jesus, he's walking on something you can't see. Some say he walked on the water. Well, yes and no. It was something between his foot and the water. What was it? Something real, but you couldn't see it. And yet Hebrews 11:3 says, we understand the worlds were framed. That word means perfectly formed and fitted. The worlds were perfectly framed and formed and fitted by the Word of God, so that the things that are made were made out of things that don't appear. Physicists are learning about this a little bit. We learned about the atom. Thought that was the smallest thing there could be, and then found out, whoops, something maybe even smaller. Well, what else do you not know? And begin to realize, why does this feel firm? It's actually the electromagnetic force from the atoms. But if you are made of the right stuff, you could put your hand right through that. No problem. Because there's all kind of space there. Tons of space between these atoms in their orbits. What's all that space? So then those that study this, the universe, they think, well, they thought it was nothing, and they go, no, it's something out there. What is it? Dark energy. That's because you don't know what it is. Can't see it, but it's not nothing.
That's right.
Bible didn't say God made the worlds out of nothing. He made the world out of things, not seen. Hallelujah. Why I keep talking about this? Because faith is the conviction of things not seen. Confidence of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Said out loud, I have faith in God.
I have faith in the power of God.
Hallelujah. I know that things not seen are real. Let's get an example more of this. We look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Because the things, the New Living says, the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. Instead of making this your whole world, we need to be renewed in our thinking that this is all temporary. Everything has stuff you've been around changed in the last few years. It's growing older. It's all kind of stuff's happening. It's changing. Everything you feel is changeable. But there is something that's not. Something that's permanent and unchanging that will exist when all of this is gone. And if my faith is in that, I'm on a solid rock. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Though the earth be removed, the psalmist said. Glory to God. God is my shelter and my strength. Even though there was no earth, you could still be standing just fine.
Yeah.
On what? Things that are not seen. Things that the earth's made out of. He said things that are seen don't last forever, but things that are not seen are eternal. That's why we keep our minds on the things that cannot be seen. Instead of thinking about how I feel, I need to be thinking about healing power working in my body. A lot of folk don't even believe in healing power. Well, that's their loss, because it's real. And you can say, I know Jesus took my infirmities, bore my sicknesses, carried my pains. You couldn't see any of that. When they were scourging him, you could see the soldier, you could see the instrument, but you couldn't see spiritually what was laid on him. When he hung on the cross, he became sin with our sin. You couldn't see that. They didn't see that. They saw what was happening outside. They heard some things, but they couldn't see that. The greatest things are unseen. And him taking that and doing that has provided redemption for us. Also unseen, but real. How many have faith in the power of the blood of the Lamb? You don't see that. You've not been to heaven. You've not been to the mercy seat. You've not seen the blood of the Lamb on that place. But do you believe it?
Yes.
How many really believe it? I mean, you absolutely believe in the power of the blood.
Yes.
That's something unseen. Well, then we can also believe in the power of the Holy Spirit in every other area. Power to heal. Power to deliver.
Yes.
But I got to get my mind off of my lack and my debt and my bills. I don't mean tell people you don't owe them when you do owe them. I'm not saying that. If you're not paying them like you said you would, you need to call them before they call you.
Right.
And say, look, I'm sorry. I meant to do this. I committed to you I would do this. And if I had it, I would do it.
Yeah.
I don't have it right now. But I will have it.
Right.
And do something, even if it's send them $10. Do something as an act of goodwill and as an act of faith that they see you are trying to do something.
Right.
Do something.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
it's a God who gives me